Amnesty: Joe Biden gives his podium to illegal migrant. By Neil Munro, on June 19, 2024. President Joe Biden gave his presidential podium to an illegal migrant Tuesday as he tried to revive election enthusiasm among his worried pro-migrant progressives. "My resilient parents brought me to this country, illegally, at age 3, to give me a chance at a better future. They are a symbol of the American dream and they helped me with my dream," Mexican national Javier Queiroz Castro told the White House room of cheering progressive activists. "Many progressives believe the United States is not a nation of Americans, but a nation that is intended to uplift many millions of migrants, regardless of Americans' preferences. It is a privilege to personally thank President Biden for delivering on his promise to protect American families like mine," the 33-year-old nurse declared from Biden's podium that carried the presidential seal of the United States. "We're a much better and stronger nation because of dreamers like Javier," Biden told his progressives when he took over the podium with its presidential seal. Biden needs to galvanize his progressive base to win the swing states such as Michigan and Wisconsin. He also needs progressives to be enthusiastic so they are more likely to campaign for him and Democratic candidates up and down the nation's ballots. "We're a nation of immigrants," Biden insisted, as he detailed his plans to amnesty illegal migrants married to citizens and to fast-track many illegal migrants into white-collar jobs needed by American graduates, and then citizenship via the uncapped H-1B program. "The United States has a population of roughly 280 million native-born Americans. They live alongside an immigrant population of 50 million people, including naturalized American citizens, non-voting legal residents, temporary visa workers, and perhaps 15 million illegals. But progressives prefer to celebrate and praise migrants above outspoken, independent, and uncooperative American citizens. For example, many Democrats prefer to elevate economic migrants to dreamers, as if Americans do not have hopes and ambitions that Democrats are bound to respect." Jill Biden echoed the pro-migrant theme, saying American communities are stronger because of the immigrants who call them home, for the thousands of families who have added their bright and beautiful threads to our American tapestry. She also directed her speech in empathy toward the growing population of illegals in the United States, saying, "All you want is to give your child all the possibility of the world, but hanging over you is a shadow, a missing piece of paper, the possibility that your family may not be able to stay together. It's a story that too many families all across the country live every day." The pro-migration progressives and the invited audience cheered the Biden's post-national, globalized migration pitch. So did many progressives around the nation, many of whom celebrate migration regardless of the huge economic and pocketbook costs to ordinary Americans. The announcement at the White House captured a rare moment of Democratic joy on immigration, the Washington Post declared to its progressive readership. "The amnesty is also intended to provide the progressive Sallies in business with more foreign workers. It's good for business," Biden said. "But American citizens, they don't understand a lot of it," President Biden complained to his pro-migrant audience. "We have to acknowledge that the patience of goodwill of the American people is tested by their fears at the border. These are the fears my predecessor is trying to play on." Polls show that Americans increasingly reject the Democrats' pro-migrant and pro-migration policies. A June poll by CBS reported that 62% of registered voters support a new national program to deport all undocumented immigrants. Related: what border? 100 migrants enter Texas town under cover of darkness. The goal is also supported by 53% of Hispanics, partly because Biden's migration hits them in the pocketbook with higher rents, lower wages, less corporate investment in their workplaces, and more crowding in their kids' K-12 schools. Since 2019, roughly 75% of all additional jobs have gone to Biden's flood of roughly 10 million new migrants, including blue-collar illegal aliens and legal immigrants. The inflow delivers roughly one migrant for each American birth. The inflated supply of workers ensures lower wages, fewer jobs, less corporate investment in productivity raising, high-tech workplaces, and higher housing costs. It also means employers feel little pressure to help several million Americans who have fallen out of the workforce. Since 1990, The growing migrant inflow has transferred employees' wages to wealthy investors, so boosting stock values on Wall Street and lowering the share of new wealth earned by employees. Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, was given one of the most prominent positions at the event, just behind the presidential podium.